What's interesting is whenever you compare like what we looked at with our land purchase versus what they have for here, like a lignite mining in Texas has some very strict regulations on it as far as what they have to do for claiming the property. Sand and gravel mining doesn't have any of that. So if you fly the river and you take a look at when you fly the river, what you will see is moonscape-like patches where they have had historic sand and gravel mining operations, and there's no reason for them, no legal reason for them to have to reclaim that property. Now, Phil, whenever y'all looked at that years ago, that was, I mean, it was, and it was all up down the river.
Yeah.
Hey y'all, as we come up here on the on this side of the bus, right, we come around the corner here, you'll see where Allen's Creek runs in underneath the road on its way to the river. That's approximately where we think the spillway is going to be located for the dam. For that 100-foot long spillway mission that was on here, yeah, right up here.
So this was Allen's Creek.
Yes, right here. If you look down off the side here, you'll see it. And that's why we don't get a whole lot of inflows coming through that.
And then just right up here, on this right hand side.
If you saw the Texas Monthly article that the lady did on the off-channel reservoir project, that's where we took her down there with a look at where the embankment would be. Now we're going to go up to look where Alligator Hole is. Alligator Hole, if you remember on your map, is up on the upper end of your map. So we're headed right now roughly north. As we go along here, you can envision that that 50-foot tall embankment running along, basically mirroring the river on this side over here as it goes along. And it'll take the road a good jog back to the right. It originally was going to have a dam that would jog with it. Yeah, now it's not. Now it's going to come up, and we'll be able to see the what you'll see is the trees off in the distance. Yes, out off it'll be on the left-hand side of the road as we get up there. But all along as we're driving here, there will be an embankment that's outside that you'll see outside that window. It's Brad, 4 miles long, 4.2 miles long is what they anticipate? Yeah. A lot of dirt work.
They will be on this side?
No, sir, this side.
Why would you be building closer to the river?
For whatever reason, they put it over here. I think some of it was the size of the impoundment and the location of Allen's Creek itself. They also did a lot of looking at relief maps, and there has something to do with the topography of the land.
Yeah.
Look, there's Allen's Creek.
Oh, the inside.
Yeah, see, we're kind of going around this way. Would have followed us with this contour, but now it goes straight.
Gravel road.
Want to travel off to the side.
And as you can see, there's not a lot of relief to the land. It's very flat looking land. Oh, it is great. Yeah. The advantage to somebody like the Bradley Surf Authority City of Houston is when HLT took whatever steps necessary to obtain that much land and put it together in a single holding. Now, even though this is not the world's best reservoir site from maybe a hydrology standpoint, you've got all that acreage assembled in one ownership. It's already gone through the process of being assembled. It's already been bought.
So we already own this property.
Yes. HLT owned it first. Then Reliant Energy.
And then they sold it to us.
Yeah, now this. This is great. When you look back off down the side here, that dam will now be down there, probably about a half a mile. Half a mile and three quarters of a mile. If you were to drive down this road, down there to where you see that white shiny looking thing down there, there's a little slough that runs down through there that runs into Alligator Hole, which is the tree line off on the far right hand side up there.
What's the water tower? What town is that water tower?
That would be Wallace.
Wallace.
Yeah, it's a water supply corporation water tower, isn't it?
what would be Wallace? That's Wallace.
No, Wallace is back that way.
Yeah.
No, that's up more towards the road. What's that little community?
No,
it's a little community that exists. There's a little water supply corporation, I think, it's up there between Seeley and Wallace. That's not a big overhead storage. That's not a big one. But you can see a little bit of downward slope to the topography in this area here, and that's really what they're taking advantage of when they looked at the reservoir site itself. And to the extent necessary for the reservoir, they'll push a lot of dirt up out of the bottom of the project up towards the earthen embankment that we'll have to build. You know, a 4-mile embankment.
That could be Seeley.
Yeah. It may be Seeley's overhead storage. Well, that would make sense. That would make sense. Y'all want to go hit them out there while we're finishing up in here? Y'all want to disembark? Y'all cool sitting here? We got guys down there asking questions, so I got Dave down there going to hit them up. So anyway, when you look at this on your map, in your handout, you'll see that dam goes straight. What we cut off is this stuff out over here. That was 700 acres worth of wetlands. There were some other revisions that were made that took some other wetlands out, but when they did that, they included some wetlands as well. So the net out was, I'm going to say, like 750 or 800 acres out of the footprint of the reservoir project. This is at a high level, though. Yes, this is at a high, actually the black and white one does better. The black and white one does better. Yes. So that one shows you right.
Yes.
So we're on here. Right now where you're at is right up here.
We're about right here.
We're right up there. We're almost at the end of the where the embankment will be for the dam structure. And again, it's unremarkable. When you look at it, as far as the reservoir size, it doesn't look like, hey man, there's a reservoir.
Yeah, 1458.
We have had real good stewards of our land out here, though. Our existing ag operators have, of course, they it's been in their family for generations. They do a good job of taking care of it. In instances where we've needed them to do things a little bit differently, they've always been real good about responding. You know, occasionally you'll have people that are, you know, some farmers operate a real tight ship and they have no trash anywhere on their property. Then you go to the neighbor's place down the way and they've got trash everywhere. So to the extent we have people that have trash on there, we try to have our property managers go through there and help them police up their areas where it doesn't look unsightly.
Are they leasing this from us?
Yes, they're leasing it from us now. I want to say the going rate somewhere around $7 an acre for this property. In contrast, up where you are, up in that area up there that we talked about during closed session, those may be as high as $100 to $150 an acre for that irrigated agricultural area. And the Little River area, you're looking more on the order, I think, of $50 to $60 an acre for that property up there.
So, the lease back?
Yeah.
Leasing.
You know, if you're going to go out on the open market and lease it. Now,
how long a lease do they got?
Excuse me?
How long a lease do they have?
It's a short-term lease. I'm going to say the lease is maybe 2 years or a year. Our legally we're restricted as to how long we can contract the lease for. So it's basically it has an annual renewal provision. It'll stay that way until we need the land back. We haven't had very much turnover in our lessees at all. It's been very, very stable.
We split 70-30.
Yes, and we split 70-30. The gross revenues off of the leases for this whole deal is about $50,000 a year. About $50,000 a year, which we split 70-30 with Houston. And actually, we apply it towards the cost of whatever O&M cost that we've got. So,
just about breaks even, huh?
By the time you get finished with all of the accounting requirements that Brazos River Authority has and the staff time and keeping up with it, yeah.
It
about pays for itself. So now you've seen your 30 cents on the dollar reservoir side.
There you go. You know what's interesting is how would a person have the vision come out here and think that this would be converted into
a reservoir?
I kind of missed that vision right now.
But you see, it was going to be a HLFB, big lake.
Well, that's exactly what you saw.
They were going to make a lake and use
It was more about HL&P. It was a very controlled environment for a nuke facility because it was going to be a constant level recirculation type lake. And they were not going to have any kind of relatively static level lake. So for them, it's perfect because they can create their own environment. It's a very stable environment. They got just enough depth for them to be able to keep the temperature and the impoundment, just what they needed to have to keep their cool.
30 feet high.
But it's going to run for that purpose, it was perfect.
It's going to be that long.
Yeah, on the other side.
And pretty much, we're done.
Okay.
We're good.
We're done.
We're going to head back to the left.
You never know. You know, that's a lot like, say, Razor with the Earth and Sun.
Well done, John. Thank you.
We are done.
Okay. I see the water tower. No, that would not be Wallace.
No, that's
Wallace,
that's ceiling.
The tower over there.